That's what's up. That's what's up. On 97.9 The Box.
Check this out.
All right, it's your boy JQ the Pimperelli, but that's what's up. Man, oh man, you'll never guess who got a sex tape out now. Love and Hip Hop ATL star Mimi Foss. Yeah, it's going down with her partner Nico, man. I'm telling you. And you know what? Vivid Huncho, you know I'm talking about Steve Hirsch. He owned that X-rated film company that's put out, you know, a lot of movies out there, including the Kim Kardashian and Ray J tape. He has bought the rights to the sex tape, and he got their permission. And they say Mimi is letting it all out. We don't know when this going to come out, but we gonna see that girl Mimi bucket naked. Now this past weekend, the big event on the West Coast, Coachella, went down, and it was the reunion of Outkast, Big Boy, and Andre 3000, baby. Now, them boys did one hell of a show. Also, Nas was celebrating 20 years of his album, Illmatic, and had a guest appearance.
I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for dead f***ing president. What up, homie?
Who won the letters? Let that chest forever. Big treacherous all the et cetera. Yes. To the death of us, me and my confidant, Keyshawn. Billy Ambiance and f***ing this rhyme.
Make some noise for my motherfucking man, Jay-Z.
Peace to the God, Nas. I had to come all the way out here and celebrate 20 years of Illmatic. What an amazing accomplishment.
Thank you, my dude. Thank you, man.
Coachella, make some noise for Nasty Nas and his motherfucking tonight.
That's what I'm talking about, Jigga Man. And my girl Solange was performing, man. And guess who made an appearance on stage? Her sister Beyonce. And she didn't sing. She was acting like one of Solange's backup dancers. And they were doing dance routines in the whole night. Woo-wee. Boy, Coachella made it big this year. So last night, the 2014 MTV Movie Awards went down. And you know what? They had to have a surprise musical guest. Rihanna and Eminem did they saw Monster for the first time on stage. Now, the big homie Mark Wahlberg won the Generations Award, and he had to say what he thought about this award and some of its past recipients.
Jim Carrey, Ben Stiller, Adam Sandler, Jennifer Aniston, many others. And you know what they all have in common? None of them are invited back. They're all old. This is the year two to come back award.
Wow, he ain't lying about that. Everybody that won that award, we ain't seen them no more. You know, he thanked everybody for a lovely career, and he also said that his Entourage movie coming out next year would be one of the biggest movies of the year. Other big winners for the night, movie of the year, went out to The Hunger Games. Best on-screen duo went to Vin Diesel and Paul Walker for Fast and Furious 6. Breakthrough performance went to Will Poulter for We're the Millers. Best scared is S moment went out to Brad Pitt for World War Z. Best comedic performance was Jonah Hill for The Wolf of Wall Street. Best cameo went out to my girl Rihanna for This Is the End. Best hero went to Henry Cavill for The Man of Steel. And the best what the F moment went out to Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street. The MTV Movie Awards went down, son. Man, oh man, I don't know what the hell going on with the game right now, but his former fiance, Tiffany Cambridge, want him to stay the hell away from her. She filed a restraining order against the game. In the papers, she accused the game of getting violent during a fight last month. A parent during the incident, a table got broke and hurt their two children. Also, Cambridge claims that the game hit her in her chest and told her that he would end it all. Now, eventually, the game let her leave with the two kids. The next day, she went to the hospital and found out that she had a broken nose from the fight. Now, the police are currently investigating the event. Under the restraining order, the game can only see his kids on the weekend. Man, I hope this ain't true. God dog it. It's your boy, JQ the Pimperelli, for That's What's Up on 97.9 The Box.